Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Very good morning. We're very grateful to the delegation for your very precise answers heard yesterday. And there are some issues I'd like to revisit for further clarification. First of all, the level of implementation, the percentage of implementation of the recommendations of the committee in the CIMORE tool. Could you tell us more about that? And also the National Plan Against Racism and Discrimination, its level of implementation. What could you put a percentage on that level of implementation? When we talk about the state of emergency, my understanding is that there are measures that can be taken in the country to remedy human rights violations. Now, when you take such measures, these need to be communicated to the appropriate bodies, be the Inter-American system and also the universal system. So have you done that? And finally, yesterday you touched upon the issue of access to justice. You talked about the public defense system, which is overwhelmed, etc., and access to justice for vulnerable sectors in other countries, as we were saying yesterday. What happens in other countries is that the Lawyers Association, the Bar Association, deals with that and provides defense for these people. So our query is this. You have the defense services under the judiciary, but it could also be under the Office of the Public Prosecutors. What budget has been set aside for the Office of the Public Prosecutor in the last year to the Office of the Public Defenders and the Judiciary? So talk to us about the budget. And also, how are you going to increase the independence of these bodies from the judicial branch of government? Thank you very much.